Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Metroplex. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, DFW Sports Station, as we are all tied up in the NBA Finals.
The Oklahoma City Thunder clap back at the Pacers after receiving a massive gut punch. A game in which they led throughout until there were 0.3 seconds to play in game one. They show that rebounding prowess, unbeaten following losses, that remains intact as the Thunder win game two big, 123-107 over the Indiana Pacers.
Is he paid by the word?
What, man?
I mean, my gosh. Just calm it down. You don't need that many. You talk so fast. You don't need that many words.
I will say, he does seem, though, to be a little guarded. Like I don't know if he just, maybe he got a little too arrogant in game one, but his call there was not as, oh, yes, the Thunder, we told you all, they're so great. It was not nearly that strong.
Thunder will win the game, and they are number two.
Matt Pinto, Thunder Radio, pretty boring game. Shea does his thing. Tyrese Halliburton asleep offensively, scoring-wise, until the fourth quarter. We're all tied at one. Not really interested in the game. I thought it was a snoozer. So now we have to wait till Wednesday night for game three in Indiana. Tell me who's favored and by how much.
All right, so are they just doing every third night now? Because they did this game. This game was Thursday, Sunday.
Game four will be Friday.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I guess.
Pacer or Thunder 5.5.
On the dot. Moneyball from Bobby Bell.
Hey,
Bobby Bell, Moneyball.
The game actually went off, I think, at 11.5 at tip last night. At 11.5 points.
And the game... I go downstairs to monitor the storms. Amanda's like, is the game over? And I was like, I guess it is. It started at 7:15. I was like 12:10 into it when I noticed that they had started. I was planning on 7:30,
yeah.
You know, with the BS pregame shows and all that. No, they actually started much earlier than I thought. So that was good. And I was downstairs with Delkis and you boys on the group chat till about 10:40, 10:45. More interesting than the game was Big Don Nelson. Don Nelson, the former Maverick, is honored before the game for a Lifetime Achievement Award. And Don, apparently for the first time in 7 years, left Maui. He left his island that he owns.
Did you get island fever? Is that the thing? Like you get like trapped? You can't, you don't go into it's the whole island fever thing.
Well, Don Nelson went up there with a message. Now, you got Carlisle sitting right next to him to present the award, and Don wanted everybody to know how he feels about the current Mavericks organization.
And Luca, too, my dear friend,
As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luka's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. Just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
Did you hear Carlisle's laugh? There's old Rick right next to it. Hit it again, Pepe, with Rick Carlisle after Don Nelson said I'm protesting. Got him that little gut punch, man, to the side from Big Don.
Those two have just got to be like just laughing. Just laughing. Because, I mean, they ran, you know, Don, they ran his son out. And then obviously Rick left, I think, in part because of the changeover that was happening. No, obviously Luka too, but, you know, just the changeover that was going on within the organization. Man, I don't want any part of this. So they have to be just sitting there just having, just laughing at what's going on, the mess that we have created here.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's something that stretches obviously beyond just Cuban, like for Don Nelson. That's some sort of, like that is a distaste for Dallas's operation in general at this point. And it makes sense that he'd be very pro Luka because Donnie was, that was one of Donnie's like apples of his eye that he had like really gone after. And so, but man, that's an aggressive sideswipe to just go like, by the way, Dallas, you suck.
Tim McMahon on the Hoop Collective with Brian Windhorst and Tim Bontemps with the latest on what he's hearing about Jason Kidd in New York.
I said I would not dismiss that possibility, and certainly it is yet to be dismissed.
Mark Stein, I believe, what did he exactly report?
Stein reported that the Knicks are expected to request permission. You know, Shams and I reported that I think the phrasing was they're doing active due diligence on Jay
Good
Kidd,
job.
As
Good
well
phrasing.
As some other candidates.
Good phrasing.
But, like, this thing is definitely trending toward.
Can I just stop for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kidd has another job.
Yeah.
And stopped Jason Kidd in the past.
Jason Kidd in the past. So, McMahon was dancing around this. It wasn't even worth playing the entire clip. He said him and Bontemps are getting conflicting information. He wanted to say something, but he didn't fully go there. Stein is also adding that the Mavericks are expected to deny the permission.
They are expected. They have no intention, from what I've heard, of giving them permission. Now, here's my one problem with this. And there's a Jason Kidd rumor out there that I think needs to be cleared up. So he was supposed to play in this golf tournament, all right? He didn't. He didn't play it. And everyone's speculating.
Locally.
Everyone's speculating that, oh, you know, he skipped out on the golf tournament. This means he's leaving.
Busy doing radio station Zooms.
Right, there you go. he backed out of the golf tournament a week before Tibbs got fired. This had nothing to do with it. I mean, it could have been any kind of schedule. I mean, I think his kid still plays baseball. His kid could have had a baseball tournament that they added to the schedule. Any number of reasons. So, like, don't read into Jason Kidd missing the golf tournament as anything. That is a coincidence. He, you know, skipped out on it. Like, he announced that he was not going to play in it a week prior. But my question is, why haven't the Mavericks already
publicly shut it down?
Houston did that. Houston already did that with Udoka. Why have the Mavericks not even come out and gotten in front of this and said, hey, y'all can do all the due diligence you want. We are not giving you permission because I've heard that if he gets the permission, he's going to go. He's going to take the job.
You heard that.
That's what I heard. He's going to take the job if he gets the permission to do it. Like, he would do it. He would absolutely leave.
Well, maybe the Mavs let it out through Stein. But number two, and more importantly, the way I feel if Jason Kidd left, I'm open to listening to offers for him. The biggest worry I have with Kidd not being here is what he's done with the relationships. Who's going to manage Kyrie? He had AD in Los Angeles as well as an assistant. That's my big worry. From a schematic, no X's and O's, all the other stuff. Okay, fine. I think they can replace Jason Kidd. I'm worried about the management of the personalities. And McMahon and Shams gave us some trade ammo. Would this make you think more about it as a Mavs fan?
And by the way, real quick, if they do, does this have anything to do, you think, with them not giving the permission about him and where he stood on the Luka trade?
What do you mean?
Like, if he wasn't on board with the Luka trade,
That they're going to be mean to him?
That they might be more apt to, you know, let him interview. I don't know.
I don't know. New York depleted their future draft assets with the Mikal Bridges deal. Cover your ears, Luka fans. Five first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. New York has a top eight protected 2026 pick from the Wizards and 8 second-round picks, including number 50 in June's draft. They can also offer first-round swap rights in 26, 30, 31, and 32. So that's the trade ammo that they have, Bobby. Would you be willing to listen? And maybe that's a reason the Mavs have not totally shut this down.
Yeah, I mean, I'll...
Because New York's in a pressure spot like the Dallas Stars are.
I would always listen on any coach. Any coach in any sport that you want to offer a trade on, I'll at least... I would listen to and see if that's something that would be able to work. But, I mean, specifically, Kidd did a... If you want to talk about the job Kidd has done here, I think it specifically needs to be looked at, too, how he did February on. That, like, he was... He did a really great job of making them competitive when there were nights they had like 7 guys to play.
It's crazy.
And got them to play hard when a lot of those guys probably didn't feel like playing very hard naturally.
And I actually think what he did post Luka deal publicly, they should give him a bonus for that. Because we could not tell in all the interviews and all the tone judgment that we try to do in this job. He did not knock the front office.
That was a masterful job.
It was a masterful job. He helped them. He didn't save them. Nobody saved them. It was a disaster overall. He helped them PR-wise big time.
Yeah, he did. He could have blown the whole thing up.
Yep.
But he didn't. And that was a tremendous job on his part of towing the company line and making it absolutely like a united front. You know, and he didn't come across as if he was for the trade. And he didn't come across as he was against it. It just was a very much, it is what it is kind of thing, and I'm going to coach the team I have.
By the way, in the idea of why haven't the Mavericks shot this down yet if they don't want him to leave, this is not an organization that has shown in the last 6 months that they're very good about getting out in front of anything. And so it wouldn't surprise me if this is just a flat-out, again, mismanagement of how to handle public PR.
Well, a Shams versus Woj rivalry has reemerged here as Peyton Russell beat Alec Medford by 1 minute with the breaking news coming out of the National Football League. Thank you, Alec, for hooking us up with the info. And Choppy actually, I think, beat both of them.
Ah!
Jair Alexander is getting released by the Green Bay Packers. They're just outright releasing him. Wow. Here's one of these corners that was in a discussion a couple of years ago as the emerging guy to take over as the best in the league, and now he's getting cut. They agreed to explore a potential trade this spring while a restructured deal was discussed. In the end, they move on with a clean break.
Yeah, he is, I feel like, the stereotypical volatility at cornerback, where it's like there are
times... he George Pickens at corner?
No, I mean, look, so he definitely has had culture problems. He's gotten hurt a number of times. Like, if you just go look, I was curious how many games it had been. 21, he played 4 games. 22, he played 16. And then each of the last 2 years, he's played 7 games each. So he also has gotten suspended in there by the team when he had the issue with the coin toss, where he just was like, screw y'all, I'm going to do what I want.
He's said some really knucklehead things, but I said the same about George.
But he's been very, very good at times. And then there are other times where he looks like a black hole out there. And so that's why, I mean, in terms of the volatility, up and down, just no consistency. That's Jair Alexander.
Check his PFF grades over the years. It was a 75 last season, which is still good. And then you talk about the age. He's 28. So he's still good there as well.
Yeah, he is. And this, obviously, they post-June Wundum. You know, it's like...
I'd take him if he was willing to go ahead and try to get some revenge in the NFC. I would take him.
People are already saying he's an obvious stealer. The Rodgers connection, but it's like they didn't even play on the same side of the ball.
He's from Philly.
Yeah.
It's Pittsburgh. Yep. Pennsylvania.
I would just, the other thing you got to really think about with Alexander, if anybody was going to pursue him, is the age isn't a problem, like you just mentioned, but you are talking about a more slightly built corner who has gotten hurt a lot in 4 years. Like, the worry about him would be, all right, this is a small guy breaking down in the physical NFL game, which is exactly what a lot of teams fear. But I mean, yeah, look, if it's...
And I'm not signing him for top of corner money. I'm just hoping he takes the deal.
I'd, I would rather have Alexander right now than I would Diggs. Like, I mean, not that that's an option out there for Dallas, but I would much rather, if I was going to say just in a vacuum, which one of these players would I want? I'd want Alexander over him because Diggs has just not shown the type of ability post knee injury that I would want to see from him.
Jair Alexander is free and available with the breaking news coming in that the Green Bay Packers are parting ways. 877-881-1053. If you're in on that possibility, Franco injury attorney text line. Jalen Ramsey making a deal for him or Jair Choppy?
I would do Jair because there's no compensation to give up.
Well, last week you were talking about a fifth or a sixth, which is basically no compensation.
That's fair. Yeah, you're right. So, if it is that low.
Ramsey for a fifth or Jair and what you think that will cost given Ramsey's current deal as well?
Would rather have Ramsey just to me because I at least know with some sort of consistency generally who Jalen Ramsey is.
But you're going to have to give, obviously, a new contract, right?
On Jalen, he's going to ask for one. I don't know. Aiden back there, thumbs up, thumbs down on Jair Alexander. Thumbs up. Okay, he likes Jair Alexander, so this is sad for him.
Ramsey's got...
We got to get this guy another hat.
Yeah.
He loves that Packers beanie, dude.
We got to give him another hat.
So Ramsey's got a cap at a $16 million. There's a potential out after the season. Then Ramsey's cap hits go 25, 27, 36 over the next 3 years.
All right. Who are the Dallas Stars going to hire? Jake Rietma, our Stars insider in studio, to give you that espresso hit, that double espresso hit in the morning after what Jim Neal had to say about the firing of Pete DeBoer. Rietma in studio, commercial-free expressway with a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's got a lot of pride. And I don't think he understood if he was going to get pulled and stuff, too. Those things happen. But it was just the piling on that he wasn't comfortable with, which I can't blame him.
Jim Nill on Jake Oettinger and Pete DeBoer's comments after the game and at the season-ending press conference, 9:40 on Friday. The breaking news on 105.3 The Fan that Pete DeBoer was fired. Jake Riedman was hitting me up during it and afterwards.
Let's talk hockey.
And our Stars insider joining us in studio. We just can't get rid of you on 105.3 The Fan with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. If you need a little jolt to your Monday morning to start the week. What did you think of the news when it broke? Were you surprised?
Surprised a bit, which, by the way, I appreciate you saying you can't get rid of me. I'm like the station cockroach, man. I was just hanging out here all weekend as well. You know, I just don't want to leave. But
there's someone else here we refer to as the cockroach. I'll tell you in the commercial.
All right, looking forward to that. Yeah, more. Tell me more about the history of Between These Walls. What's going on at 105.3 The Fan? But I was surprised because... The coaching carousel timing, to no fault of the Stars by any means, because they're still playing.
Yeah.
But you think of all of the changes that were being made, and eight or nine teams making head coaching changes, and who's left? And make no mistake about it.
I think it brings up a great sports argument that we have about quarterbacks. Do you get rid of the person if you don't have the immediate solution, or do you stick with the quarterback because you don't want to be stuck without? If you're the Dallas Stars and everyone's off the market and you don't have a clear replacement,
yeah.
Do you stick with Pete DeBoer for another year while under contract because of that? Or you just say, we know this is not it. We're the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex Smith. He can only get us so far, and we move on.
Look,
it's like making that move without the replacement.
Yeah, his previous two stops, pretty sure he was fired midseason. I know he was in San Jose, and I think he was in Jersey too. Vegas, I can't remember, but that is one of the options they could have taken. One route is that you just play it out one more year,
right? Because there's kind of the heads and tails side of to look at it with the 1 year remaining on the contract. Okay, is he a sitting duck and guys, you don't want to enter a contract year with nobody playing for you, or is it a Mike buckle McCarthy. Up? All, yeah, exactly. Or is it all hands on deck? We've been there three straight years. This, if it doesn't happen this year, 1 year, a natural parting of the ways. That's kind of the way my mind thought of it, especially given the timing of not being a lot of candidates out there, which also begs the question that maybe the plan all along was internal.
How do you rank the coaching importance in hockey compared to the other sports? Give me most to least.
Most NFL, in my opinion. I'll go second most. This is tough because it's a fun sports debate, right? There's not a perfect answer, but I'll go baseball, then hockey. NBA is the least important.
Baseball, I mean, second.
Yeah, I mean,
I was thinking baseball was last.
The bullpen decisions, yeah. and there's managing a clubhouse, and there's so many different components to the baseball decisions. I mean, I hate to even bring this guy up because he still kind of gets on my nerves from time to time, but AJ Hinch, to what he's done for, I mean, of course, with the Astros, the cheating scandal, say what you will, but
he's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Well, he's killing it.
He's killing it.
I mean, there's no reason the Tigers should be the best team in Major League Baseball. Call it what it is. I think a baseball manager can win you games, bullpen decisions, when to go, matchup splits, that sort of thing, reverse splits. There's so many different elements that a baseball manager can have an impact on the game. With hockey, I think it's getting all of the, similar to basketball, getting every single guy to play for you. And I think NBA's at the very bottom. They're just babysitters out there, man.
Okay, so hockey third.
Isn't the babysitting aspect, though, like so crucial?
Moved up in importance.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, that is really a Stars league where the basketball players can dictate everything, that it's really easy to lose control of your building.
Right. No, that's fair. I guess when you said to me importance, like which coach can X's and O's and have an impact
push
on the
back,
game.
Say I'm stupid. Don't just go, that's a good point. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Monty Williams is being paid by like four different NBA teams right now. Like that to me, when I think NBA coach, that's who I think of.
Jake Riedman in studio here on 105.3 The Fan. So what else did you think of what Jim Nill? All those notes are not for us, are they?
Oh, of course. Yeah, this is
turn
this
that
is
on fan.
This is my Stars wish list.
RJ, and is that coffee you spilled?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally. Listen to your wish list.
No, I'm embarrassed. My handwriting's terrible.
Toss it to him. You're too short. You're both too short for
that.
Yeah,
my ADHD happens when I get writing. And
no.
I circled the ones I really like.
All right, do you think if they lose 2-1 in the final game but still losing 5, DeBoer's still here?
and Ottinger is in that game, they lose 2-1.
Yeah, I do think DeBoer is still here. I like anything, reserve the right to change my opinion if more information becomes available. But just that, you know, in a vacuum, sure. I think the way, and I said this over the weekend, it all snowballed so fast in the sense that you have entering the series against Edmonton after, I can vividly remember walking back from the AAC after they beat after they beat Winnipeg. Oh, yeah. And just thinking like, Stars got this. Let's go. Rematch. Here we go. And then how fast it changes, I think, is a testament to playoff sports. But with, oh, nice. We completed the handoff there. But with the way it just snowballed and the almost all of a sudden, like when things are magnified and murmurs all of a sudden sounded more like, I can't play for this coach anymore. And I think that it was amplified in a short amount of time and it happened fast.
Break down his wish list, Choppy.
A lot. Look, there's only, because we're so late in the game, the names are pretty much steady with everybody's list. You're going to have your Laviolettes and your Graham, who's with the Texas Stars, and a lot of people are saying they want Pavelski on the staff at some point.
I heard you guys talking about Tortorella. I would love that because I want to be at the AAC and him screaming at me for a stupid question I asked.
He will stupid question you.
Oh, he will.
He will do that.
Dumb MF.
Will he rub players the wrong way?
Yeah. He is. If players don't want to play for Pete DeBoer, they're not going to want to play for Tortorella.
All right, give us a reasonable wish list, and who's at the top?
All right, I got a realistic list. Neil Graham makes the most sense. Todd Nelson is
Neil Graham is
the head coach of the Texas Stars, whose season just came to an end, which was kind of interesting. You know, you've got that curveball kind of playing out as how long could the Texas Stars season continue to play because they were down 3-1. I think they made it 3-2. But Todd Nelson is another minor league coach for the Hershey Bears, and he was an assistant with the Stars back in 2018 to 2022. So has some history there. And then some college coaches. What I mean, this late in the game, throw some curveball, something wild. Now both these college coaches are under contract, and I don't anticipate them leaving. But David Carl was the head coach for the University of Denver. The Chicago Blackhawks tried to go after him. They tried to throw him the bag. Is that what the kids say? Throw him the bag. Yeah. But he just got paid big time.
Gavin Spittle texted in his name. University of Denver, if they can convince him to leave, has turned down multiple NHL gigs. How about translating college to pros in hockey? Is it this big adjustment?
No, I think it's a natural progression, just like you see in football. I think if a guy can coach hockey, he can coach hockey at the NHL. He can coach at the hockey or at the college level. And then Pat Furschweiler is the head coach for Western Michigan, who just won a national championship. But they just paid him, and they just made this huge investment in hockey at Western Michigan. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Vegas has Jake Reedman in studio here, commercial-free expressway. Vegas has Manny Malhotra. Spittle said he was an NHL assistant and played for the Stars 02 to 04. You know about him?
Yeah, I have him on my minor league coaches list because what's interesting is Manny Malhotra just went up against Neil Graham in the AHL playoffs, and his team, the Canucks, beat the Texas Stars. So if you want to put an AHL comparison at it, Manny's got the extra edge there. I mean, come on. Manny beat out Neil Graham. We're going to hire Neil Graham? How can we do that? The proof's right there.
Man, I'm going to where did you say Neil Graham was on that bet list? Well, he wasn't even on there, right?
No, I don't know why. Why isn't he on there?
Yeah, I was. I heard your list, and I was scratching my head because there's a couple other names. Steve Ott is an assistant for the St. Louis Blues, and he is a classic. If you think about,
well, he played here too.
Exactly. But he's a guy that has been an assistant long enough where you're just thinking, all right, when's it his turn to become a head coach?
Who's on the unreasonable list? Choppy's number one by far is
John Cooper's. You got to get him out of Tampa. That's the number one.
That would be cool.
But you're not. It's impossible. Like it. They're not going to give him up. I can't imagine.
No, the Gerard Gallant conversation is interesting because he was the coach of the year with Vegas in 2018. Now, he played for the Red Wings when Jim Neal was an assistant coach. This is way back, or assistant general manager, I'm sorry, way back in the 90s. But he coached Team Canada, and you know how I feel about that. I don't want a guy coaching Team Canada and then coming to coach here. USA, USA, USA.
He has two strikes. I don't want anybody that coached Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
They're their rival.
Okay. And then John Tortorella is on the wish list just because it would be hilarious. Alain Nasreddine is an assistant coach that I think will also have an opportunity to be a realistic interview candidate. And then Jay Woodcroft, who I heard a lot of people talking about, I think he just got a raw end of a deal in Edmonton. They fired him after 13 games in the, I believe that was the 2023 season.
Weren't they like 1-11 though?
They weren't good. They were a good job. They're 4-9. 4-9.
Oh, sorry. They had Connor McDavid and Leon. They're 4-9.
Well, they had lost four of their first 13 games, and that's on goaltending. Somebody told me that's on goaltending. It's not the head coach's fault.
Who's the culture guy on your list? Who's it? Because to me, like what Jim Nill said the other day was, yeah, I don't give a damn about how good a coach you are. I need somebody who can manage this talent.
Right. Depends on how you define culture, because with Neil Graham, he is gentle. He's a player's coach, and he worked in the development of Thomas Harley and Jake Ottinger and Leon Bischel and all those guys.
You got to find a site where Neil Graham's listed and listed low so we can bet.
Okay. So I did find one. He is the favorite at Bookies.com.
Okay.
Bookies.com. Yeah.
Plus 350.
Or that's booking.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Leave the gambling. Oh, no, you're a gambler too.
Yeah, way too much.
All right. What else?
As far as potential.
Culture.
I mean,
culture guy.
Culture guy. Yeah. So Neil Graham makes a lot of sense. And then Nasreddine as an assistant. And then Steve Spott, also an assistant, but he was kind of a DeBoer guy. And so if you're thinking of that continuity, I don't anticipate Steve Spott.
Well, there is continuity with the rest of the staff being kept
right
here.
Right, yeah. That's
Jim Mill said I'm keeping
him. He's keeping him. Yeah. That's why Neil Graham just, it makes the most sense. I mean, he's managed in that organization. He's just continued to make that incremental climb.
So the one thing here, though, is like, because I'm hearing the speculation with the Knicks hire, right? They are, people are saying they're too close to a title to go with a first-time head coach.
Yeah.
Can you not say the same here? And I know that, like, Neil Graham's not a first-time head coach. He's first-time NHL head coach.
Right. You know what I mean? I absolutely agree with you. You asked me culture guy. My wish list is Peter Laviolette, because I think that's exactly it. This team is so close. They need somebody that can get you over the hump. And albeit it was 2006, but Laviolette's a guy that's won a Stanley Cup. Tortorella's won a Stanley Cup. Gallant's won a Stanley Cup. That's my mindset as well, is who can be a guy that takes you over the hump? Because they can get to the Western Conference Finals. They can't get over the hump. Who's going to get you over the hump? I like an experienced coach with a ring to his name.
But I don't like a 60-year-old with this much hair, though. That's too much hair. I can't trust
him. To the point about the basketball front, about being that close and going first time, like, Cleveland was close. They fired David Blatt, and they just threw Tyronn Lue in as a first-time head coach in the middle of the season. They won.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With it. Steve like, Kerr?
I think, yeah, and I think what you're... It's a lot more like that. For the Stars, I feel like. Where it's more just like, we need somebody who's going to come in here and...
not blow up, rock the boat.
I don't need somebody to come in here and just be a genius. I need somebody to come in here and manage personalities and let talent be talent.
That's exactly... That's fair. I think that's a very, very fair point in the thought. But at the same time, like, what did we all say this team lacked? They lacked physicality. They lacked a mean streak. They lacked that toughness. And I don't know if somebody that has all this experience is going to say the hard things... to force guys to be tough, to force guys to be gritty.
Who'd they lose to the last 2 years, though? Because we were told Colorado's too physical for him, Winnipeg's too physical for him. Edmonton's going to play. Edmonton's not as physical. Edmonton will play your brand of hockey, and you got beat up by them. Like, I still feel like at the end of the day, it's about underperforming.
So Jay Woodcroft could have the inside edge how to beat Edmonton. He coached there.
Yeah.
Jake Rietma.
I've said that a lot.
In studio, commercial-free, Expressway on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, sir.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Oh, first two games of the Cup Final.
Oh, electric. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, I cannot wait for it tonight because, you talk about the meme of the guy smoking the cigarette because he's so tired after watching these games. That's how I feel. I mean, you can't ask for anything better.
Thank you, Jacob. We appreciate it. You're appreciated. All right, let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. Then I want to hear about everybody's weekend, including the storms last night.
Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
It's a good song.
Good song. He's good. I feel dirty saying that. I do feel dirty saying that. Like, everybody either, they make fun of his voice. It's too manufactured, but his songs are catchy, man.
We'll have another Luke Bryan ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. 8:20, Bobby Belt with a new Music Monday. Let's see how long that segment sticks around. Let's see how your weekend went.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
Give us the best. Give us the worst. Here on DFW Sports Station with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. What was the best part? What was the worst part? And did you have to deal with the storms, or did you find them to be overblown, overhyped, and overrated yesterday evening? RJ Choppy, start us off.
The best. I got two bests. The first best is we got a new couch and a new rug for the living room over the weekend.
You're very excited about this.
Yes.
In now, the group text.
My original rug that I had in the house, we got it in 2017. So it's 8 years. These things, they mat down. I've switched it. You know, I've flipped it. So it this part that was under the couch is now in the front, so you can't see it. I've done that a couple times, and finally it was just like, you know, 8 years in.
You were apprehensive and nervous, though, about the couch selection process.
The process is tough because
every man goes through this.
Every man goes through this. For the most part.
I said man, so I'm not applying it to you, smartass.
I think for the most part, the guy is the, I don't care what it looks like, I need to melt into it. And for the most part, the girl is like, it needs to be both.
Yep.
It needs to be comfortable,
but more stylish. Looks over
but
the
more
feel.
Looks. But more looks. Fortunately, Sarah's like, she wants like, I think she's equal footing. It has to be super comfortable. So she found this one couch and she's like, go to the store, sit on it. I was like, all right, I'm going to go. I sit on this thing. And this is just amazing. It's fantastic. It's deep. Got to have a deep couch.
Yeah.
All right. And then it's, and we wanted leather because we got the dog.
Gonna scratch now.
It is, but we bought the.
It was real leather?
It is. We bought the protection.
Ooh.
And they said even if like the dog scratches it.
So leather for the deep fit.
Yeah.
Protection for the deep fit.
Protection, yeah. So even if the dog scratches it or like you scratch it, like you cut it.
I messed up my joke.
Whatever. you they'll replace it or fix it, whatever they can do. So we got that. Got the new rug. Put the rug down. The couch comes in on Tuesday.
How many stores and how many couches did you go sit on?
One. Because
this took me about 30.
One.
You bastard.
One store. She found. She looked online.
She did the homework. She did the scouting.
She did all the scouting. She looked online. She went into a couple stores, like two or three. And then she goes, I think this is the couch. And I was like, okay, I'll go sit on it. And then I sat on it. I was like, this is perfect.
Good.
So we got that. That was bestest.
And then ask the fan techs what you were surprised by when it comes to the old couch.
Oh.
Let's see what they said.
Oh. So I was like, she was like, we got to figure out what to do with the old couch. And I was like, well, we're going to move it upstairs, whatever. I was like, they'll just have them take it. This is how long it's been since I bought a couch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, yeah, when I was a kid, my parents bought a new couch. The people who delivered the couch took the old couch with them. And she's like, no, that's not. And I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. I just expect basic customer service here.
Yeah.
You know, and then I asked you two guys and you said, no. They don't take the couch away.
They're not taking the couch
away. And I'm like,
away.
What world do we live it in?
I think you found out the new world that you live in when you took all of her clothes to the consignment shop and they reject you like yeah. Matumbo, like happens with Amanda's clothes. And they're like, oh, this isn't stylish enough for us to resell or give away for
right.
free.
Yeah, so different now it's world. Like, got to figure out what to do with these things. I'd give them away or throw them away.
I think some people still offer it, but it's very near. It's not common.
So what all. Are you going to do with it?
So we have those media recliners upstairs, those chairs. They're bonded leather. They're peeling off like crazy. We are just going to give those to whoever wants them. We're not going to ask for money. Just take them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. Bulk trash this week. So we're going to move that couch upstairs.
There you go.
So we're going to move the couch upstairs and then the recliners outside or wherever.
What's your couch and what are your parameters or needs?
So Kristen has been, that's the one thing she's been starting to get antsy about recently has been the couch. She's like insistent. She wants something that, she wants it to do the L shape out or whatever. Cause she's like, I want us to be able to like be able to be next to each other. And she's like, and I can still lay out or we can do different things.
So cute.
So I mean, I like our couch now. We've had it for forever.
What's
it's like
the material?
10 years now. It's a cloth couch, but it's comfortable. And that's the thing is that I don't want to jeopardize like, I know as soon as we swap it out, I'm going to be like, I don't like this one as much, like the feel of it. And so that's why I get a little stubborn on it.
Does it look raggedy? Worn?
No. I mean, it's older, but it's not. It hasn't worn out or anything
you
yet.
You want it 10 years. You yeah. want that.
Yeah, that's
you want
good.
That break in.
That's a good number.
And it's it's super comfortable. The girls haven't gone nuts on it yet, like yeah. jumping up and down, destroying everything. But
I got to call it the couch business, the furniture business, because I have done so much of this over the past 2 or 3 years. Pepe, you may be involved in this with the new home. Well. These couches suck.
Mm-hmm.
These couches nowadays suck. I don't know who decided, whatever phase we're in of style, where the back doesn't fit right. It's like a lean back. They're all low to the ground. You got to feel like you need a walker to go ahead and get up. The cloth is too hot. The leather is too expensive. They think because you can move it a little bit that, wow, that's going to blow me away in order for me to drop $4,000 on it. No, man. Like, let's get back to comfort. Let's make comfort the number
yes.
one thing.
Comfort over style, baby.
In the couch world. And, you know, you can make them stylish too. But I find that the current group of couches while out shopping for the past 2 or 3 years is awful. Terrible.
A couch, I won't say specifically, even though we've kind of referenced it already. We were all sitting on a couch recently, the three of us. When we were sitting on that couch in someone's office, I could not find any way to get myself comfortable. I was like, if I sit too far back, my legs are kind of dangling off. If I scoot up for it, I was very uncomfortable that entire time in terms of just with myself trying to figure out how do I position myself not to look like an idiot sitting on this
thing. What's your couch situation?
So we have one just, it's like a three-seater in the living room. Mackenzie bought that one last year. So I have yet to go on couch shopping. She bought the couch last year in our rental home. And then her parents gave us one couch. My parents gave us another one. But we have three in our house right now. One in the dining room, one in the living room. And then in my man cave for now, it's the L-shaped one.
Baby.
Well, you're not going shopping then.
Nope.
You got a new one yet. Last year. What was the worst of the weekend?
Costco. Went there yesterday morning.
Did you use it for your passport?
No. That's a good reference. So
what's that story?
So the TSA, people are trying to get through TSA with their Costco card. They're like, that's not going to work. That's not your ID.
It's got a picture in your first and last name on it.
You know what? Perhaps I should have used that at the Roman Coliseum.
Could you imagine if I turned my Costco card
and asked
around?
Where's the hot dogs?
Yeah. I really should have done that.
Yes.
But, you know, we went there literally to get steaks and Topo Chico. And we walked $350 later. Yep. We are walking out. It is impossible to go there and leave.
What aisles got you? What did you make the unexpected turn down?
Or was it
all in the grocery?
No, we got clothes. The clothes aisle.
Yep.
What did we get?
Some Kirkland brand.
Yeah, we got some Gatorades or Powerade, whatever. We got salmon. We got those wild chips. Have you heard of these things?
No.
It's like these are potato chips made just out of chicken. So it's not. So they're supposed to be healthy.
Some protein.
Yeah. And then jerky. The jerky aisle really gets me.
Really?
The jerky aisle really gets me. Oh, sunscreen. acai bowls. what else do we get? A 10-pack of freezer packets. You can never have enough.
Freezer packets?
Yeah, you freeze these things. They turn into ice packs.
Oh, okay.
I had to get a 10-pack of them.
All
right. Right, because they're there.
Well, next time, just get it delivered. Go on Instacart, put in your membership number, and get it delivered if you don't want to spend. But it's fun to... I love the Costco meat section. I tell man, come get me in 10 minutes. Come back and get me.
It's whenever we go in there, it's the electronics. Like, I'll just go, I'm going to walk down the TV. I'll just, like, walking down it. And then usually I see something there. I'm like, I've never seen this gadget before. This looks useful.
Our computers there.
Yeah.
I bought so much stuff there that I basically never ended up using.
Is it a different selection of electronics there?
There's just so much stuff that usually you get down there. And as you're walking down, you're like, this is an interesting gadget. I've never seen this before. I'm going to buy it. It looks like it'd be useful. And then it's not. And I don't use it at all. And so that's what usually gets me when we go in there. So Kristen tries to, if I being forced to go with her, she will move me around that aisle.
Best and worst of the weekend here on 105.3 The Fan. Franklin Frankel, text line 877-881-1053.
Friday was good. I mentioned,
Bachelor Bobby weekend.
Yeah.
Up until Saturday afternoon. I had gone, got drinks with a buddy at Marty B's. That was a good time. I ran into a listener there. His name was Heath. Who said he listens all the time to the morning show. He was great. I had another buddy call me on Friday afternoon. So he had a pipe burst in his house. And he called me and he's like,
hey. You went to fix it?
He had a plumber there to fix it. And he called me and he's like, hey, what are you doing right now? I was like, nothing. Why? What's up? And he's like, I was talking to my plumber about some stuff. And we ended up talking about the Fan. And he listens to y'all like all the time. You want to say what's up to him? I was like, sure. So I said hi to Junior. So Tolo Junior says he's tuned in all the time to the morning show. I told him he'd get his You're Appreciated hat tip right here. This was really a bad weekend, though, overall. There was one thing that really stood out. And I won't say where this was specifically because I don't know.
And while we're on, real quick, while we're on Tolo acknowledgments, Choppy did say he was cited and embarrassed. At the same time, you guys had different Tolo shout outs over the weekend.
Couple of mics, one Friday, one Saturday. On Friday, we were out. We went out to late dinner after a baseball, and this Tolo came up and said, "Hey," he has his phone in his hand. He's like, "Is this your only outfit?" And he shows a photo of me wearing the same thing on our trip to Italy. And I was like, "Okay, it's like a month and a half ago. I got a little grace period here."
Yeah.
But it might have been my only outfit. With another Tolo Mike, who is a big listener. He lives in Keller. His wife hates us, though. She's not, makes him turn the radio off. She wants music.
Wow.
And I was like, no. Now she's a listener now. So now she's now
you talk to her.
Yeah, now she's hooked.
I do like we've been called the most toxic show by Gavin Dawson. I do like that will occasionally extend sometimes to the listeners. Like when I was in Allen a couple weeks ago and somebody at the gas station was like, Bobby, and came over like, can I get a picture? I was like, yeah. And he had seen me at the gas pump and he goes, I'd recognize that awful neck beard anywhere. I was like, okay, well, thanks. Appreciate that. The worst of the weekend was Kristen did get back Saturday afternoon. That's not the worst of it. But when she got back Saturday afternoon, she got back from Central Texas. They were in Johnson City at her aunt and uncle's ranch. And when they were getting back, it was like 4. So I was like, do you want to do early dinner? We'll go take the girls. We'll go to one of their favorite spots. So we go for dinner to this establishment that I won't identify. And as we're sitting there, I was like, it's warm in here. And I know I typically get...
Super famous place. Really, really good, too.
And we love it. And I was like, it's warm in here. This is weird. And as it turns out, the AC was out in about a quarter of the dining room. And when the server came over there and was talking to us. They're like, oh, yeah, it's just had some problems for a while. It's just, yeah, it's not really been working. I'm like, why are you still seating people here? Like, I understand it's tough, the margins in restaurants and different things like that. I totally understand that. But now it's like, I'll still go to this restaurant. I'm not going to this location anymore. Like, they planted us over there. Somebody made a comment. Everybody who came by, the person who brought us food, the manager, everybody stepped over there and they went, ooh, it's warm over here. It's like, yeah, it is. Thanks for plopping us down right here and not, like, giving any advances. There were other spots that had been open.
Oh.
That they could have dropped us in that had air conditioning.
And you were probably in a sweatshirt.
Yeah, I did. I was in a sweatshirt. It was rolled up like this, though. Oh, well, yeah, but
makes all the difference.
In general, it was just like, they had fans on in there. They didn't turn them on. So they had fans on. They didn't turn them on. We had to ask them to turn them on. They were talking about this has been an issue with their AC for a while. It's like, fix it and stop seating people over there in the meantime, because all that did was just ruin the meal to me. I just sat there the whole time annoyed. Like, it's
was
hot
there
here.
A lot of different dining rooms they could have put you in?
Yeah, there was apparently a space over towards the side where they could have seated us when that didn't have AC.
Did you say, I want to sit over there?
We'd sat down. We didn't realize it was warm until like 5 minutes later. And then Kristen was like, well, let's get up. Let's move. And at that point, I was being myself and irritated and dug in. I was like, no, I just want to eat and I want to get out of here. We put in the order. We've already set that they brought stuff out. Oh, I'm not moving.
You got to say, pick all this up and move us over there.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do now is I'm picking up and moving out of that restaurant, not giving them any more money. And we eat there pretty often.
Not going back, period.
Not to that location. That location's not getting the business anymore. Because maybe that's just basic customer service. Don't sit me down there and let me find out it's really hot here if you know it is. Like do
that
something.
That place has really cold beers, too. You should have just gotten really cold beer.
Just do something to cool it off. It was as hot as that wonderful bread they typically bring to you is a hint.
Best of the weekend.
That threw me off.
The best of the weekend was just, it was good to
have. Write down what you think and show it to me.
It was good to have the girls home. That I am becoming, I'm realizing more and more
that you like your children.
No, not just that. I'm realizing more and more that I am, I'm dependent on my identity as a father. In terms of, and this is probably a thing I should have worked out in therapy, Sean, that I didn't get the opportunity to, because Jared Sandler chased me away from it. But Choppy's trying to read what this restaurant is. But when they get home, They're naturally, so I found out this is the first trip they've come back home where I felt more clingy in their return than they did to me.
Oh.
Where they're getting older and they're just like, daddy, and it's like they're happy to see me or whatever else. But it's also like, all right, I'm going to go watch TV. I'm going to go do that. It's like, why? Just come hang out here. Like, I wanted to go eat. I wanted to go sit down and eat with them. I wanted them to just hang out in the living room. We all sit together on our non-L-shaped couch. I want to do that. And they were just like, okay, can I go play now?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, fine. Yep, and yep. So it was a little depressing. It was good to have him back, but at the same time, it had a little bit of a depressing twinge to it.
Pepe, best and worst of the weekend for you.
We'll start with the best because the worst is just very depressing for me right now. But the best is Friday. I went back to the casino. Look, ooh. I got knocked out in Boston a few months ago when I went. Lost a few $100. Got knocked out again in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Lost 500.
Down almost a G just from that, from both of those trips. So now I'm like,
did all you right. go with the fiance?
I did. We had a free hotel room thanks to Choctaw. So went there, spent the night, and which is the best up there when you get a hotel room.
It changes your entire cost structure.
Oh, it does. Oh, absolutely. Because you, yeah, because
it does. I mean, your margins are completely changed.
The way you said
it
sounded like Shark Tank. Your margins, your cost structure.
Yeah, and so I walked away up $314. Wow. We're slowly progressing, boys. We lost twice in a row. We don't lose three times in a row.
If you had to pay for the hotel, you walk away even.
Basically, yeah. I had food credit too as well. Free play. Oh, you know? Oh dude, it was a free trip. Paid for gas in 10 minutes up there. Then the worst hit, and that was Friday as well, but the mosquitoes have approached my house, and they have taken over. Look, I'm at fault. I left some boxes out back by the garage door, and they got wet and did not throw them away. So there was the puddle there. That's where they were swarming to. I was like, where are these things coming from? They were in the front yard, backyard, everywhere. I mean, there were tens of thousands there. So I went through a whole bottle of Repel. I think that's, you know, what I can use there, but I sprayed those suckers down. Because that was around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and by about 8 or 9, they were mostly done. From what I could tell, but I hope the wind and the rain from last night knocked them away.
Yeah, Pepe was mass texting in panic. Does anyone else have the bad mosquito problems and you were trying to help them out?
I've seen these things. They look like, they kind of look like a
daddy long legs.
They look like a cup, like a koozie.
Okay.
I think it's called Thermacell or something like that. It's supposed to create this dome around you. I have no idea if it actually works.
None of them work. Okay, you're not going to stop mosquitoes.
No. Very difficult.
I have every gadget burning the whatever the smell is that's supposed to get them, the candles. I've hung coins.
In a bag?
In a bag. All of it. So what the heck is the smell? Citronella. That's it. Citronella. No, nothing works.
Yeah. So I thought about putting the bug zapper out. I didn't with the storm last night, but I was like, man, these things, because they're all like, they're not just like, you know, around like the doors and stuff, because we have a doggy door. So the dogs go in and out, but every time they go out, it opens up for a little bit and they fly in. So it's like I got mosquitoes in the house. I've been killing them left and right. So I'm hoping they're gone today.
Let's mic up Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer. What does he really like at practice? And has Micah called to tell you? Good night. Inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys, next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.